That is why we should engage our culture and point out that there are absolutes. I want to repeat again, there are current issues that touch on our biblical convictions, and I'm going to just briefly touch on them this morning. But when the newspaper is talking about all the stuff with this election, remember, God is pro-life. That's not just a party or an individual or a candidate. God is pro-life. God is opposed to abortion at any trimester or week, and euthanasia and all the other attending things. God is pro-marriage. God is opposed to gay and lesbian unions, even though they do say that they're giving loving homes. It is wrong. It is unbiblical. It is evil. God is also opposed to divorce. He says he hates it. He's immutable. He always has and always will hate it. And adultery and fornication and pornography and any other form of immorality. And God is pro-justice. It shouldn't be that just people that call themselves liberals are pro-justice. God is opposed to murder and violence and discrimination and always has been and prejudice. God says that there should be no respect of persons and that we should all be colorblind. And he said there's only one race and it's called the human race. There aren't three races and one's a little inferior to the other. It is one race, one blood, one people. God is opposed to prejudice. God is opposed to also any abuse of the weak, the poor, and of the unborn. God invented capital punishment. He's the one in Genesis 9 that told that all from after the flood on, that he who sheds men's blood by man's hand should have his blood shed. It is not merely Mosaic. It is God from the beginning of the human race, the rebirth in the time of Noah onward. God said he was for capital punishment and expects societies to have a just legal system. God is pro-work. He has from cover to cover said that indolence is wrong, sloth is wrong, entitlements, paying people not to work is wrong, oppressing the poor by the rich. There are so many Old Testament prophets that say how much God is going to hold those who are in power accountable if they merely amassed riches and never were concerned for the poor and those who have nothing. And every form of false hope that is engendered by gambling and lotteries, God repeatedly in the wisdom literature is opposed to. So, if we don't see our culture heading the right way, as it appears it's not right now in America and hasn't been, what is our responsibility? Well, the first point is biblical convictions start with the Bible. Remember? That's not with our arena, but with the Bible. Secondly, we should have biblical convictions because we are primarily citizens of heaven. So for just a minute this morning, I want you to turn back with me to the next book, Philippians chapter 3. And I want to show you that. You might want to mark it. You are a citizen of heaven. The clearest word for us as we face election day in the USA is when God's word speaks to us. And the first thing he says to us is, this world is only my temporary home. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are temporary here. We're temporaries. We're actually, as Peter and Paul say, living in tents. We have a very temporal existence on earth. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I am a citizen of heaven. Let that always remind your heart of your true citizenship. The Bank of Heaven has not crashed. The Bank of Heaven does not need funding bailouts. It has not lost 40.8% of its value. In fact, it's gone up 100-fold for every deposit you sent. That's the blessing. Now turn back to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. Because I really want to keep this in the back of your mind as you're sitting watching the magic map on CNN or Fox or wherever you're going to watch it on election night and watch the events unfold. Remember Daniel 2. God rules over every part of this world, even America, even Washington, D.C., even Kalamazoo, even wherever you live. God rules over every part of this world. Daniel 2:20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. Verse 21 of Daniel 2. He changes the times and seasons. Look at this. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Verse 22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness and light dwells with him. God rules over every part of the world. It's not like we're in charge of America right now, but God's been handling everything. No, he is ruling. Now, he uses us. And we should not abdicate and give up and surrender our right, just as I'm sure Paul exercised his right to vote. We should vote. We should vote with conviction. We should vote knowing the issues. But we should not vote to change society. We should vote to declare God's righteousness. We should vote knowing we're citizens of heaven, knowing that this world is not our home, that it's all temporary, the finances, the homes, the possessions, our health, and the politics, and our freedoms. And by the way, America is just one little piece of the history of the world, and it's not the only one that's good, and not the only one that's right, and it's not the only one that has to exist. Don't forget that there are godly believers in every other nation on the earth, and be happy to be an American, be proud to be American, but realize that we are not the world. We're just one little 6% that happens to spend about 80% of all the resources. But we won't even comment on that. I'm talking about politics this morning. Look at Daniel chapter 4.